Kelly's world is about to be upended. It's 99.7 DJX, Ben and Kelly.
I mean, it's not necessary. It's really not necessary.
So what you're saying is you're bringing this world, this upended world upon yourself?
Yes, it's not necessary.
All right, explain.
But my daughter having a birthday.
Okay, well, that's typically something that happens every year, right?
Yes,
okay.
That is not the part that's upending our world.
Okay.
It's what she wants.
Okay.
For her birthday.
All right, what you want.
And then my husband's all like, let's do it. I'm talking about adding to our family.
Are you pregnant?
I'm not. No, thank goodness. Oh, wow, that would be. Oh, gosh. No. Nope, I'd have explaining to do. No, we're going to add a. We're getting a puppy. See? See? Your evil laugh. I know what I'm doing to myself. I know what's happening. I've been through this twice before. In this same time, it's always spring break week. That's when we do it. So our Poppy and Piper.
Yeah.
Are
yeah.
5 and 6 now.
So it's been 5 years since you've dealt with a puppy.
Our life is pretty easy.
And your kids are no longer toddlers.
No, yes. They weren't much help last time around.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't able to be a lot of help. And she's promising.
I already know what you're going to say.
She's promising. She's going to really take the reins on taking care of Peaches.
So with this new puppy.
Her name is Peaches.
Okay, so you haven't gotten.
We get her tomorrow.
Oh, so this is, okay, all right. So this is
on us.
The wheels are in motion beyond, like, you're past the point of no return.
Yeah.
So this is happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this new puppy, Peaches, will get added to Piper and Poppy. Yeah, exactly.
Who I'm hoping are just going to be motherly towards her.
Your other pugs.
Uh-huh.
And so it's another pug, yeah?
It's another pug.
Okay.
Another
all right.
Fawn.
And so
gorgeous, perfect little pug.
I now have Dougal, who's a year old.
Uh-huh.
Last year at this time,
mm-hmm.
I was in the world you are going to be thrust into.
Yeah.
Where every 2 hours we were getting up and making sure Dougal was going outside, and this is even overnight in order to help get Dougal potty trained.
Yeah.
It's like, and I know you know what it's like, but I don't think you
know. Like midnight feedings.
I don't think you know
what
it's like. I know you say you know, but you have forgotten what it's like until you get into it.
I'm much older.
You're older and you don't have as much patience.
Your body more.
You are going to be an absolute mess.
Listen, I seem to be the only one in my family who remembers that time period when we went through it.
It's, you know why?
I am the only one that remembers.
You know why?
Which is why I've always been the one that's been protesting getting another one.
Because the rest of the family, it's all going to fall on you.
Exactly.
They're going to be like, you know what? It's going to be great.
I love my daughter. She's precious. She's like, I'm going to take care of her. Yeah, you are. Except for you're going to be at school the majority of every day.
Uh-huh.
And then you have activities. A lot of times she's not even home till 9:30.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
See, that's the problem that we find ourselves in. And I avoided this time last year. We had this discussion last year.
How did you?
And I talked him out of it. I said, we don't need to do
that. So
that's
you
not
were,
what we need.
So what was the difference this year?
I don't know. I was just weaker, I guess. And that is just, I didn't want to be like the killjoy in the family. I didn't want to like poo-poo all the puppy excitement.
Yeah.
I already did that last year.
You're going to be dealing with a lot of poo-poo.
Oh.
You're going to be dealing with a lot of that.
Coming up. Well, and here's my next worry is, okay, so are they all going to sleep in this? So they sleep in the laundry room, right?
Yeah, sure.
So if you throw the new one in.
Yeah.
And then you're getting up to get the new one out to go potty.
Well,
more
the other
often,
two
the
are
other
gonna,
ones are going to be like, okay.
Yep, it's time.
Let's go out.
It's go time. Let's do it.
Get up.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking we need to find another place to put the new one for a while until we get her up to speed on not getting up several times in the middle of the night. Like, the logistics are bogging my brain now about where we put this thing. And then I did buy, and I've never done this before, but we bought one of those, like, pee-pee pads that look like a patch of grass.
Mm-hmm.
So just in case.
Yeah.
So that she gets in her brain, grass is where I go do that. Whether it's inside or outside, it's the grass.
Are your floors mostly carpeted or mostly hardwood? All right.
Mostly that's wood, good. Which is good.
Yeah,
if
that's
we
good.
Find it quick enough,
yeah.
It won't stain.
Uh-huh.
However, when we moved into the house, we discovered there was dog pee stains under a rug we never saw and had to replace, like, lots of floor.
All right. Well, hey, you know what? It's all going to be great.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be
so
great.
Excited.
You're going to be living your best life, getting up every 2 hours overnight to make sure that Peaches is bladder's empty.
This is how it's going to pay off. I have this vision. We're going to start a channel, like Three Little Puggies, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be so adorable and cute, and we're going to get millions of followers, and they're going to make us money.
Okay.
And that's going to be...
That's going to be
the
silver
lining.
The silver lining.
That's going to be the payoff for us. They're going to be our ticket to financial independence.
There you go. All right. Well, Godspeed, Kelly.
Oh, Lord. Pray for us.